PFG Entertainment. The boot of a car is opened and two hooded males stare down into it.
Where you go, man?
Jesus Christ, man, you're going to war.
What they say? They say come to me. Do I ever disappoint? Fucking no. Why? I deliver. Why? I'm your man. How do I know? How? No. No how.
Can I?
Yeah. Nice jacket, man. I got everything you want there. It's all top stuff. I got 4-inch, 38, 6-inch, mags, belts, clips. I got this nice 38 special. Actually, I got an offer on this, so we have to wait in line. Bidding starts at 3 large ones. Hey, I want machine guns.
Oh, fuck's sake, Kay. What the fuck am I going to do with a machine gun, man?
Hey, I don't give a fuck. I just flog them. I'm just giving you options.
Well, who the fuck are you selling machine guns to?
The fuck's it got to do with you?
None. Just want to know who I'm up against, that's all.
Look, I got 100 things to do this morning. You're first in line, so can we move it along,
fine,
please?
Fine, right. I'm just looking for something small, light, cheap. 380, 32, something like that.
No. You want to be packing like a man, Eddie. You're a man, man. How about this, 6-inch 357 Magnum?
Yeah.
Automatics, Browning, 9mm. Now, I know what you're thinking, that's got no stopping power. But that's got 13 shots in the clip, man. That won't just kill a man, that'll turn him inside out, pull him upside down, piss on him, read him his last
writing. Alright, fine, yeah, get the message. I'm just a bit fucking lost here.
Look, Eddie, come on.
I'll take the 357. No. Yeah, I'll take the 357.
Good choice.
Right, and these are totally untraceable,
they don't exist.
What about guarantees?
What do you think this is, Guns R Us? It's 6 o'clock in the morning, I've been up all night, and you're feeling me like a fucking plainclothes. Now, can we agree a price?
Yes!
Right. I want 250 for the piece, and I'll throw in a box of shells.
Shit. I'm 50 short.
What?
Look, I just need a couple of days, but you'll get it.
That's not good to me.
Well, we'll have to work something out.
Give me a jacket, we'll call it quits.
My jacket?
Yeah.
No.
Fuck it.
It's a brand new fucking jacket, man. I ain't gonna give it to you.
No deal, eh? We arrange a meet, now you try and shortchange me. I'll take what bills you got in your jacket. It's a fuck a work situation.
I fucking love this jacket.
Yeah, so do I. Off.
In bold letters, shooters.
Fine, just give me the piece. Jesus, man.
The arms dealer tries to yank the jacket from his customer.
Hang on.
He tries to check the pockets, but the dealer throws the jacket in his boot and wraps the gun in a rag. The man goes to take it, but the dealer withdraws.
And the money.
He buys the gun. The car's parked under an odd wooden shack that's high up on stilts.
See you later.
I'm fucking freezing, man.
Wear a fucking vest, man.
Jay. Fucking hell, man.
The arms dealer drives off.
Whoa!
A Vauxhall approaches.
Whoa! Fucking hell, man! Jesus Christ! For fuck's sake! Do you want to cut it a bit finer?
He sits in the back of the car, eyeing the two people who sit up front.
Are you happy now? Because this is done and dusted, right?
The person in the front passenger seat hands the lean, raven-haired man an envelope. He opens it and regards its contents, then cracks a broad smile and looks at the person it came from.
You know, it is not true what they say about you, Inspector. You're not just a heartless dyke. Cheers.
The car doors lock.
You got the memory of a fucking fly, Eddie.
He pauses to think, then smirks, rolls his eyes and reaches into the back of his jeans for the gun. The inspector opens a carrier bag.
It's a bit excessive, isn't it?
He deposits the gun in it.
Now get out of the car. Lose yourself.
His smile fades.
Bitch, man.
He gets out of the car.
You're fucking lucky I wasn't high, man. I've had you both.
Junkie fool.
And this?
Insurance.
Wankers.
A long prison corridor enclosed by a barred door.
Pick 'em up, motherfucker. We come for what's ours.
Adrian Dunbar, Andrew Howard, Lewis Dempsey, Gerard Butler, Matthew Rees, Emma Fielding, Jason Hughes, Ian Grifford, Trevor Etienne, David Kennedy, Nitin Ganatra, Ranjit Krishnama, introducing Jamie Sweeney and Melanie Linsky. A prison guard opens the door and a man with a bag proceeds down the corridor in silhouette. The guard closes the door. Composer Kamal Ultanur. Editor Kevin Whelan. Director of Photography Tom Erisman, NSC. Co-executive producer Jan Bruinstroop. Co-producers Glenn Durfort, Greg Campbell, Colin Teague. Screenplay by Gary Young, Andrew Howard, Lewis Dempsey. Produced by Marjorie Bone. Executive producer George Skeen. Directed by Colin Teague and Glenn Durfort. A blonde 40-something guy comes out of a pub, the Stag's Head.
Nothing seems that weird anymore.
They say you can choose your friends. God knows what made me choose Jay. He was so far gone he didn't even realize I was out a year early.
He gets in a Mercedes.
It's a wonder he even noticed I was sitting in his back seat.
Jay, the arms dealer, snorts some powder, then sees the man in his rearview mirror and leaps out of the car. He rounds the vehicle as the narrator gets out. They look at each other, then hug.
We went back a long way. We could kid a lot of people, but we couldn't kid each other. And that meant something.
Where the fuck do you come from?
When you're inside, it's not just the obvious things you miss. You can even end up being nostalgic for a set of fucking traffic lights.
How's your man doing?
Sick as always. He's a professional patient.
I was always with you, man. Out of sight, but never out of mind.
You can want your freedom so much, you'll do anything to get it. Anything.
He looks out the window as Jay drives.
You look older, man. Fucked.
It's the only thing I haven't been.
On a bench.
Your dad's still a gooner?
Yeah, oh, for life. Oh. You always notice that when you're falling home. Conforming a conversation with your father consists of football, 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 and here's your mother.
Jay grins.
I don't know what the fuck my father's doing.
In the car.
Fucking starving.
What for?
He considers.
Everything.
Jay puts his foot down on the bench.
So, money.
Yeah. I got it, right? I just haven't got it. But it's not just lying around or nothing. It's investing, man.
So I'm investing.
Look, I got this thing, right? I got this deal going.
The deal was my money, first day of liberty. Where is it?
This deal's been waiting for you. I'm not gonna let it fucking pass. This is fucking ripe and ready for the two of us, man.
Jay, just had 6 years rolled out from under me.
I know all about that, but that was then. I got this guy up in Scotland, right, who wants to get his hands on some serious merchandise. And I tell you, girl, I'm the only man that can do this for him.
Echo 1-3 to Tango Charlie 1. Please come in, over.
Tango Charlie receiving. Tango Charlie receiving. Go ahead, Echo 1.
Codename House Martin has made contact with IC-1 Mayo. They're out of the murk and are on foot. Should we continue surveillance, over?
Roger that, roger that.
Affirmative. Over and out.
A teenage roadside car washer.
Skip, Nemo!
Hey, Jackie. Hi, it's Max. How you doing? You all right? How's your old man? Out of bed yet? Yeah, well, the oxygen's a bit thin up there, mate. You keep him off the 80 shilling. Give him my warmest, will you? Yeah, hang on, Jackie. Hang on, I just got to put you on hold for a second. 1 second.
A kid approaches the limousine.
Working hard or hardly working?
Bit of both.
No sign of that scruffy fucker, Charlie.
No show.
Again? Tell him what I say?
Yeah.
Skip, look at me. What'd he say?
Young Skip wears a woolen hat. He looks away briefly.
What you said he'd say.
Skip meets the gaze of the well-groomed 40-something limousine passenger.
All right. Let's forget about it, yeah? Can you believe this fucking Charlie Franklin?
Max was the top man. And like most top men, he wasn't fussy who did his dirty work.
Justin!
Even Jay's kid brother would do. I'd never met Max.
Jackie?
But I'd heard about him. I'd heard a lot about him.
Listen, I need some cleaning products.
Jay snorts drugs in a toilet cubicle.
It's the leisure industry, you know? I'm making people happy, and I'm doing it like the song said. I'm doing it my way, not with some other fucks. What is it? What's that word? Vision. That's it. Vision. No one to say yes to. I tell you, There's so much to be made on this. People are so desperate you can hear their guts growling. And Jay's always there at the 11th hour with a little of what they fancy. Drop it, shoot it, snort it, lick it, suck it, pick it up and fuck it.
So you're dealing drugs?
And guns. I tell you, Gil, people are desperate for guns. I can't get my hands on the hardware fast enough.
So that's what you're doing with me money?
Your money. Our money has bought us a whole bunch of MP5 submachine gun Heckler and Gok fucking mad bastards.
Machine guns?
Machine guns. Busy, I'm working here! Tell you, Gil, people are desperate to get armed and high. 70s smack, 80s crack, 90s ease and whiz. Millennia machine gun madness!
I'm just back from the dead, and you're looking to get me stiffed in some fucked up arms deal. I'd wanted this sort of... grabbed a bally and pissed off down the Falls Road.
Did that anyway.
What?
I told him you were one of the boys.
IRA?
Don't worry about it. These dope heads wouldn't know IRA from the Inland Revenue.
Jay follows Gil, the tall Irish narrator, into the bar.
In the 6 years I've been away, Jay had learned a new language. No more B&Es or 50 quid resprays. This was the heavy stuff. But one thing hadn't changed.
So you can help me with a few collections!
Why?
He could still convince himself he was king of the world.
My other investor! I'm going in on this deal!
Why do we need help?
It's business! Just business! Economies of scale! You just gotta stand there and act a fucking baddie hard man! It's all to do with attitude! It's attitude, Gil!
Jay turns to the band.
Angel! It's all kicking off your back, man! Your fucking back! Give me some tequila! Ah!
A seated Max addresses two guys from behind a desk.
You boys should shut that door. Any fucker could walk in here.
The two men are Asian. AJ is goateed and wears baggy clothes. Pac is more distinguished.
What do you want?
Max is reading their accounts. He closes the book.
You're doing very, very well for yourselves, aren't you?
Of a picture on the wall.
An old daddy here bit the dust and went to prison. I thought, that's it, the boys will go to the wall. But no. No, here you are, large as life and twice as ugly. Survive and prosper.
He leans forward in his seat.
Seems to be the nature of your culture, isn't it?
Hey, mother chod hat nikal.
Hey,
face
boys, cut the fucking subtitles. What goes down comes round, and if that's one of your fucking corner shop cousins, or a fucking minicab mogul, or a curry house king, I'm in. Got it?
Oh, bollocks. Oh,
hey, fuck. Hey, Max. Oh. We sell computer software, right? You want a nice laptop? Come and see me.
Why don't you just pay me what you owe me?
Pack, please. It's got low down. Get gone, me, Daldo.
You boys, you were bought way back. When your father lost his cherry in the skag business.
We heard it was you that shipped my father.
Well, it really fucking doesn't seem to have done you any harm, does it?
Don't talk about the family. Business, Max, not personal. Now, come on, let's find a way we can all be happy, yeah?
Mmm.
Max grins.
I think negotiations are over, don't you?
Max starts for the door. AJ sneers at him as he goes.
Mother Jord.
बच गया क्या है क्या सोचा मदर चोद कपड़ा टिप टॉप है बुलेट प्रूफ है क्या यू फक अप
द मर्क पार्क्स अप
सो आई एम आउट 5 मिनट्स एंड माय पार्टनर्स गॉट अस इनटू एन आर्म्स डील विद मिस्टर बिग एंड द फ्लाइंग स्कॉट्समैन इट्स गोना टू बी अ लॉन्ग 7 डेज
यू स्टिक विद मी फॉर अ वीक गर्ल दिस संडे व्हेन जैकी जूनियर ब्लोज इन द टाउन डू द डील फ्लॉगिंग माय गन्स एंड यू आर आउट It's so fucking simple, man.
It's night and they're under a bridge. They get out of the car and Gil pukes. Jay looks over at him bent double.
You filthy maggot!
Via a security camera.
I got a message for one of the banker brothers.
What is it?
I don't know.
Slide it under the door.
Oi, I ain't sliding this nowhere. I promised the blue only to give it to one of the brothers. So if I don't get it now, I'm walking.
Okay, push the door and the buzzer goes.
Hey, Ajay. Let's
Skip sprays paint over the camera lens. Inside the premises, he enters a storage area. He starts trashing the place and smashing merchandise. He sprays paint onto a garment on a clothes rack.
Hey! Come here, you little shit!
AJ. Skip sprayed him in the eyes. Pack goes to his aid. Concertina doors open to reveal men with guns. Pack and AJ run and hide as the three men open fire on the storeroom. Behind them, Max grabs Skip and holds his chin up, forcing him to watch. Skip closes his eyes. The men pepper the place with bullets, laying the merchandise to ruin. They're armed variously with pistols, a machine gun, and a rifle. Debris rains down on smashed computer monitors and boxes of merchandise. The men lower their weapons. Gil lies bare-chested on a top bunk in a child's bedroom.
I can remember when the idea of having a family, a kid, a home, would have been a joke, would have been for losers. Now, it'd be like winning the fucking lottery. To be able to stop watching me back. To be able, just for once, to have a bit of peace. And the irony is, Jay's already got it and he hasn't even noticed.
Continue to feed the young girls for a few days. However, they are now old enough to look after themselves.
Fully clothed, Gil joins a pretty woman and a young boy downstairs.
Oh, Gilly.
Right.
Marie's in a dressing gown and eating toast. Gil sits down at a table and taps a cigarette on a fag packet.
Shall I get you a cup of tea?
Yeah, sure, sure.
I'd always liked Marie. We had a lot in common.
Huh?
We both put up with Jay for a start.
Trying. Sorry for nicking your bed last night, Jason.
Young Jason stares out of a window. Marie stands by a kettle in the open-plan kitchen.
What you got there? Huh? Looks like you're enjoying those. You certainly look like your dad.
Sugar?
Yeah. Cheers.
She crosses to the table with Gil's cuppa.
Off you go, love. Go and brush your teeth. Good boy.
You're the hard man around here, yeah? Thanks.
Jason scampers off.
You look good.
She leans against a counter.
So do you.
I felt awkward around her. I didn't know if it was because of who she was or...
Wow.
Just because she was a woman.
So what happens now?
I'm heading back.
But what I did know was that she was doing her best to give that kid a normal life. But no matter how hard she tried, Jay would always be there to fuck it up.
Hey! It's alive!
The mood sours as Jay swaggers in and sparks up a fag.
Where's mine?
Where's your what?
Tree.
Jay, don't start.
Oh, come on, baby.
Jason, you better have your teeth brushed. I'm going to get dressed and take Jason to school. Unless his father wants to, for once.
Jay flicks her the V's as she goes.
Hey, this thing we're talking about last night. There's no way I'm walking into a room full of gangsters with machine guns telling them I'm IRA. Yeah, all right, whatever. No IRA, I promise. Listen, girl. You got to go with me on this one, yeah?
Little Jason enters and disturbs Jay's jacket. A pistol falls out and the kid picks it up. His dad snatches the gun and embraces him.
This is our little secret, okay? Don't tell Mum, yeah? Alright. Okay, go and get ready.
Jason marches off upstairs, arms swinging. Jay returns the gun to his jacket and turns back to floppy-haired Gil.
If you want my help, I'm gonna have to meet your investor.
Jay paces.
Okay, whatever. I gotta go meet him anyway.
In Max's posh house, Max enters a living space adjacent to an indoor pool.
So, Gilly, what we're talking about here is business, yeah? It's just like any other business. It's like the fucking leisure industry, isn't it? But prohibition isn't working, see? No, sir. Because this country is caught in a sea of fucking white mist, a huge blizzard. And all those people who are publicly preaching abstinence are privately on the road to excess. And I am just giving them what they want. And if that means I can live in a nice house, wear a nice suit, be surrounded with nice people, so be it. And if they all think I fucking smell like a rose out there, Maybe that makes me part of the hypocrisy, but fuck it, man. It's Machiavellian, isn't it?
What'd I tell you, girl? Is this a beautiful man or what? When I first met him, it was a beautiful moment. 88, 89, summer of love, fuck you. It was a summer of making money, wasn't it, Max?
It was a moment. It was a moment. So what are you going to do now, Gilly? Man should always know what he's going to do.
Even if he never does it.
Even if he never does it. Why don't you take the bag, mate, and bring it down to the car? Is that all right? It's just I need to have a quick word with Jay.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks, mate. It's really nice to put a face to the name.
Cheers.
Cheers.
One of Max's goons sees Gil out. Jay reclines in a leather armchair, sipping a scotch. Sharp-suited Max leans on a counter and eats an orange.
What do you reckon then, Max?
What do I reckon? Justin. Justin, don't do that to me again. Don't bring a man like that to my house without me. Just don't fucking do it again. Just don't presume. Don't assume.
He gesticulates frustratedly, then waves a hand.
You want him in, he's your burden.
Yeah, okay, cool, man.
Item one, Binny.
Yeah, they made a mistake. I took care of it.
You're on the clock with this one. Look, you've got to be fucking assertive with Binny. He'll pay up like a fucking lottery ticket.
Jay looks distant.
Justin, look at me.
Jay does, then stands.
Max, I'm all over it.
Jay's Merc is parked between two buildings beside a river. Gil puts the black leather bag left in his charge on the boot of the car and looks around surreptitiously. He opens the bag and examines its contents. A sizable bag of white powder sealed with parcel tape and an envelope stuffed with cash. He sighs heavily and closes the bag.
I could see now that Jay had been having a good look at Max. That's where he got all the talk, all the moves. Mind you, I should have realised then that if I was involved with Max, sooner or later I'd get burned.
Charlie Franklin.
I put the word out.
Yeah? I hear very, very bad things about that fucking dope-pushing purse snatcher.
No, he's jam up, Max.
Oh, what? So I'm getting a little bit paranoid around here, am I?
Max glares.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, you tell him.
Max is arranging flowers.
Well, I want him to come here and see me. He's your responsibility, okay?
It's done.
Max starts up some stairs.
So what about these Bangra boys?
I'll take care of them myself.
Kind of a higher tax bracket, yeah?
You still here?
Jay finishes his drink and heads for the door.
Justin, you don't look so good.
He goes. Gil's on his mobile by the car.
I know, yeah, I'll take care of it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I gotta go. Okay, yeah, bye.
Jay.
Who's that?
Me da.
Let's go.
Where?
We gotta lean on a couple of people. I told you, you're in.
In what? I didn't hear any talk about guns.
You don't talk out loud about shit like that to Max. I told you, first I need the shadow for a week. Nothing too intense. Clean up for sir, get the bang bang bangs, then you're out. We're out. Disco.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Wearing masks, they intimidate a man in a video shop.
You fucking cunt! Come on, I'll show you a fucking cunt! Come on, Anthony! I'm trying to fucking get you!
Binny was a pimp who ran a chain of dirty video shops.
They storm into his back office.
So sort of nice, boys.
You bought the gear, we delivered, now you fucking pay.
He was strictly small time, but he was looking to step up.
First time I did the run for Ben, I had this block of dope wrapped in tinfoil, stuffed in a fridge.
Inside.
Hands front and centre!
It's Jason's first day of nursery, right? So I drop him off, fuck off round the Binnies. Gets there, unwraps the gear, says, what the fuck is this, man? Two banana sandwiches and a yo-yo bat.
They cross a road. Inside, they point guns at dreadlocked Binny.
So what are we gonna play now?
We're gonna play where's the fucking gear, Binny?
Meanwhile, my boy's in school, opens his lunchbox up, pulls out 4 kilos worth of African.
I thought we had history.
This ain't about that. It's about this.
Binny puts his hands down on a table and spits.
So Max supplies Binny with the gear.
Sure.
Jay aims a nail gun at one of his hands.
Come on, Jay. Say the word.
Binny and Jay lock eyes.
Say the word, Jay.
Jay glowers menacingly.
Say the word, Jay.
Ah!
Jay nails Binny's hands to the table and leers at him. Outside, Jay and Gil get in the murk.
She's always fucking dugging me when I see her, man.
Come on!
Binny trembles.
Business!
Jay gets a bag from the boot and they climb the external steps of a grotty industrial building.
Some people would call us gangsters, but that makes it sound dangerous or exciting. The fact is, it's just one deal after another. Hanging around, wasting time.
You're my friend. I love you. I want to make you happy and show you where your money's gone. You ask me something, you get the fucking truth, not a story.
Everything with you is one big fucking story.
Freddy, it's me!
Jay doesn't do it because he's bad. He does it because it's the only thing he can do that makes him feel important.
Fuck's sake, come on!
Makes him feel like he's worth something. Well, I realized one thing while I was away.
Don't mind Freddy Guns. He just gets a bit antsy, you know?
I'm not worth much. I'm not important. I just want out of it. If I can last a week.
They enter the grotty premises and the door closes behind them, leaving them in pitch darkness.
Fuck's a lie.
Gil's at gunpoint.
Freddy, what are you doing, man?
Who the fuck's this?
It's Gilly, man.
I don't know him.
He's my partner. He's in on this thing with us. Christ's sake, Freddy, put the gun down before you hurt someone.
Yeah, okay. We should have called first. Turning up unannounced, you know, I don't like that.
Come on, Freddy. I got your guns, man.
He proffers a hold-all. Bearded with long, wiry hair, Freddy takes his pistol away from Gil's face.
Come through.
Freddy walks off into the shadows.
Nice. Freddy don't mean nothing, yeah? Tell you, there's two things he don't like. Natural light and strangers. He's a para, man. You should hear his stories. He's seen some serious shit. We can get his hands on any weapon you want. Freddy's my man, Gil. Tell you, I'm making more money on this now than I ever did with the gear.
They follow thin, cardigan-clad Freddy into a dingy room with a workbench and painted brick walls. Framed photographs of his regiment hang on the wall by the door, and a variety of guns hang on nails beside a shelving unit. He adds to these guns from Jay's holdall.
Oh, yeah. Got that Glock you wanted.
Glock?
Freddy glides on a swivel chair.
It's a little black number.
He opens a dirty cupboard from which he produces the pistol.
Austrian design. The Space Age 9mm with a plastic frame. Easy to load, easy to shoot. The ultimate fashion statement for your low-life dandy. There you go, Jay. Safety's on the trigger.
What do you reckon, girl?
You know what I think.
Jay points the pistol and squints down its barrel, then puts a block of resin down on the workbench for Freddy.
Finest piece of North Africa in this side of the hemisphere. Made dope with the month club, last three issues.
Very nice.
Freddy. Machine guns. Demonstration. Shoulder man.
Freddy eyeballs Gil, then drops his gaze. He opens a door into a long, dark room, at the other end of which is a life-sized cardboard cutout resembling a soldier, propped up against a heap of sandbags. He dons ear protectors and steps through the doorway with the machine gun. Jay claps excitedly and grins at Gil. Freddy takes aim, then looks back at the boys.
Fingers in ears, boys.
They plug their ears. A red laser sight cuts through the darkness and Freddy fires. Max and a henchman approach Marie and Jason in a park at the foot of some posh flats. Max carries a cuddly toy and a Western Rancher toy gun set. To Jason.
Hello, mate.
Who's your big, soft, fluffy friend?
Oh, you've met Mickey before, haven't you? I've got a present for Jason.
Well, I think he's a bit old for cuddly toys.
Oh, no, the bunny's for you, babe.
He hands them over.
Look at that. Yeah, you go and play in the park. Little boys and the toys, eh?
One shoot in the family's enough, thank you.
He sits down beside her on a bench.
Don't I even get a smile?
She smiles.
That good enough?
Still got that look.
Thanks.
And that look that says you're bored with being gorgeous.
You're really sure of yourself, aren't you?
I'm only sure of two things. Elvis was the king and Jimmy Cagney was never yellow. Everything else is up for grabs, babe.
That includes me, does it?
Only trying to cheer you up.
She looks away.
So what is it you want?
She looks at him.
I want out.
He slowly meets her gaze.
Who's this talking?
Me.
What's our boy got to say about this? I saw him this morning, he had a rocket in his pocket, it was all go, go, go.
You both need to get out. He'd never tell you that, but he needs a break.
Her brow furrows.
So take a holiday.
Max, I mean for good.
Max looks down at the ground.
Come on, Marie. You're a toughie. I mean, I can see, you know, I can see what's happening. You and the boy, you're strung out. But do you really think I'd let you walk away? Hmm? Look at me, Marie. Where would you run to? Bed sits, benefits?
Are you selling insurance now?
No, just a little common sense.
Thanks for the bunny.
Hmm.
Jason, come on, love, we're going.
You know what I'm saying, Marie?
Yeah.
Marie leaves. Max broods on the bench.
Good to bad.
Ever since I've known him, Jay would always be the one saying everything would be all right, and I'd always be the one going along with him. He's still saying it, and I'm still going along with him.
Vitamin deficiency?
Half fucking half.
Only now, I know things will never be all right. All right is something that just never happens.
Jay necked some pills. They duck under a canvas sheet into a building and descend some steps into a darkened cellar. A letterbox-sized panel opens and somebody peers out through a pair of sunglasses. The man, who wears an Adidas sports top, rolls up some steel shutters and the boys enter a spacious, dimly lit room. As they walk on, the room is revealed to be some kind of empty warehouse. Clear plastic sheets hang from the ceiling, enclosing a lamp-lit work area where drugs are being processed on a long stainless steel table. Gil follows Jay behind the sheets, where figures in latex gloves are handling the merchandise. White tubs are stacked at one end and pills litter the table. A figure works at a machine of some sort. Jay grabs a steel ruler and scoops up some powder with it. He takes a seat at the end of the table and starts to chop the powder with the ruler. Music is playing from a personal stereo. He turns it off. He regards the powder.
Listen up.
The figures lean into the lamplight. They're all young teenagers.
This is Gilly. He's with us. For now, Gilly's a new bagman.
What do we want a new bagman for? We ain't got no problem there. Shit, it's them yardies, they're our problem.
Jay lifts a measure of the powder on the ruler and snorts it. He looks up calmly.
What did I say?
What?
What did I say?
You said you was gonna sort it.
Excuse me, boss. For the last time I had my head over the trenches, I was the man. And you were the piss in his pants underage grunt.
He wrenches the kid's arm up behind his back.
Oh, the fuck with my chain of command again? And what the fuck did I say? Answer me!
You said he's gonna be only bag man.
Yeah. I fucking did.
The kid's pinned against the table.
So keep your eyes open and your mouth shut.
Jay looks at another young lad.
Where's Skip?
He's down cleaning.
Right. Stick with this till I say different, yeah? Get the word to Skip to meet me at Franklin's.
The lad nods.
I'll get the old man to send down some fresh for Friday. The ISCO?
Jay withdraws from under the low-hanging lamps, releasing the grimacing teenager whom he pinned down. The boy is close to tears. Jay slams an envelope down on the table.
Payday!
Gil's face registers shock and disappointment as he stares at the young boys and girls at the table. He follows Jay out of the building. They emerge from behind the canvas sheet by the Mercedes. Gil has taken the lead and he strides away silently past the car, a scowl etched on his face as he crosses the wasteland. Brow pinched, Jay follows.
What the fuck is that? That is fucking sick!
Oh, come on. Drugs and guns, that's what it's about. That's what every kid out there wants. Something to shoot up with.
We're in the business of supplying it.
Too fucking right we are, man. We're in the leisure industry. You got a problem with that?
Of course I fucking do! They're just kids, Jay!
I got no choice, all right? You think I like doing this?
Don't act like you're suffering. Don't act like you're the one who did the 6 years.
Ah, that's what you're saying, eh? That's what you're fucking saying. I got me on some Catholic fucking guilt trip about the woman we done over.
The woman you done over? Come on, say it. Say, I want to hear you fucking say it, just for once, huh? Just fucking once, I want to hear the words come out of your mouth. That night we did the B&E, when she turned the light on, you're the one who panicked. Yeah, but you're the one who fucking walked. I'm the cunt who did the time.
I did it, all right? I killed her, all right? Is that what you want me to say? I fucking killed her. You're the hero, I'm the fucking cunt.
Gil hits him.
I fucking do it for you, you cunt!
Come on!
You know what I did for you? You know what I did for you?
Is that what you fucking want? You fucking want this? Do you fucking want this?
Jay levels a pistol at Gil's face. Gil glares back defiantly, then turns away.
Child.
Gil steps past Jay and walks towards the car. Bloody-nosed and looking somewhat shell-shocked, Jay stands with his gun still pointed at the spot where Gil was standing. He hangs his head and bares his teeth. Gil wears a bitter sneer as he walks slowly back the way they came. Jay's face crumples as he stands bent double, cradling the pistol. Gil leans on a chest-high brick wall and hangs his head. He clenches his fists. Jay dabs his nose and walks up gingerly behind him.
I'm really sorry, that was way out of line.
Gil straightens up with his back to Jay.
Gil. I'm sorry, all right?
The sun highlights Gil's profile and the rucked-up sleeves of his black leather jacket. He stares off with an inscrutable expression.
You badgered me to take you on that job. I should never listen to you.
You think I planned it that way? It happened. If I could change things, I would, all right? But we're here now, Gil. And if you want the rest of your money, you've got to help me on this. I want out same as you, and this gun thing puts us in the clear. No Max, no kids, just us.
And this awaited 6 years.
Come on. It's another 6 days.
You listen to me. I'll do whatever you want. Shovel shit, drugs, guns, whatever. But I want my money. End of this week, you don't have my car. You better start sleeping with that fuckin' thing.
Jay hangs back as Gil heads for the car.
Are you coming or what?
Jay holds the gun at his side. He cuts a forlorn figure against a backdrop of red brick industrial buildings, the ground overgrown with weeds and littered with stones. He follows Gil towards the car. An aeroplane descends towards a runway. A long-haired, goateed man with a Roman nose stands indoors waiting. The plane touches down. A man with a holdall descends an escalator.
Jackie Jr. Now, he was the sort of guy who couldn't pass a shop window without having a quick look to check he was still gorgeous.
Jackie's well-dressed with a tidy beard.
Buying a few guns off Jay was just for fun. Jackie was here for the deal with Max. That's what it was all about. That was the big one.
Jackie wears a stylish red coat. He approaches the black-clad, goateed man.
Jackie, my man. He
takes his bag.
See you, Al.
Yeah.
Now let's get to business. Tell you what, man, that air hostess, I'm sure she fancies me. So is everything arranged then?
Aye, everything's set up.
Justin.
Wavy-haired Jackie chews gum as they exit the airport and climb into a vehicle. The lanky man in black gets in behind the wheel. Jay lies with his eyes closed.
Talk to Max.
His eyes blink open, and he looks up at Marie.
What?
You know, about what we're talking about. About getting out and getting clean.
When?
Oh, it doesn't matter when. Jay. Let's just go. Come on, let's just get in the car. Get Jason, get what money we have, and let's just go. No more deals.
Just gotta do this one last thing with Gilly.
Yeah, and we all know what happened the last time.
Don't, Marie.
What are you getting him into? I'll go. With or without you. And I'm going to take Jason with me.
No, I'd never let you do that. I love you too much.
Are you going to get that?
He's lying bare-chested between her legs on the sofa. He grabs his phone from the floor.
Gilly. Yeah, I'm there. Please, don't do anything till I get back, yeah? Please.
She nods reluctantly with tears in her eyes. Jay climbs a grubby staircase.
Keep the door, give me two.
Skip sits on steps looking down at Jay as he approaches up the winding staircase. Jay meets Skip on a graffitied landing.
Easy, Jay.
Don't miss a trick, do you, Skip?
Who's that?
Skilly's with us.
Oh, man. The boys took out a takeout store. And in the getaway, they ran someone over. Feds turned up, start stoning the car. That's where it all kicked off.
They'll give us a piece back.
Take it easy.
I don't need you going down because you're carrying.
Then I'll have to shoot you and take this one, innit?
Is Charlie out back?
Yeah. He's long gone.
Yeah, so?
So, watch yourself.
The fuck are you, my bodyguard?
I'm your backup. Anyone messes with you, messes with me.
Go and tell him we're coming.
He grabs the gun from Skip and Skip hurries off. Gil strolls up behind Jay, who turns to look at him. Gil shoots Jay a look and follows him through a corridor into a littered, skylit room with graffitied walls. A campfire burns and a young man in a hoodie sits on a dirty mattress smoking a makeshift bong. Slender candles flicker. Skip approaches the guy on the mattress.
What?
They slap palms. Wide strips of clear plastic sheeting hang over a doorway like a curtain. Skip proceeds through them, followed by Jay and Gil. They emerge in another graffitied room littered with small fires where teenagers lie stoned and doped up on dirty mattresses. A blonde girl is dancing. Gil stares vacantly at the squalor. A girl and two boys lie slumped on a mattress in the corner of the room. Jay draws on a cigarette. Jay and Gil exchange a look as Jay passes him. Gil stares at the three young druggies, then turns his head.
Somebody once said that the living were a rare species of the dead.
In slow motion, he walks.
When you see this, you wonder if there's a difference.
Jay strides up to a bead curtain. He peers into a room and walks on, the smoke from his cigarette hanging in the doorway. Gil follows. They enter another squalid room where a white man with dreadlocks is making out with a young black girl on a sofa. Jay gets their attention.
Fucking Jesus. How you doing, man? Can't see how the other half live. Batman returns with a new Robin. Any friend of Jay's? It's a brother of mine. Take it. Chill.
Don't want to chill.
Well, have some takeout then. There's fucking everything here, from this brand shit to this toad in a chapati.
Well, all right, Charlie.
Well, you look okay, but your friend looks... Hey, I'm not looking to start a war, Irish. I'm just trying to be friendly. I'll tell you what, we'll have a drink. Skip, go and get some beers, and I want, let me think... Two-finger rum and coke, not Pepsi.
Jay stares as Charlie fondles the girl.
Looks like you got everything you want here, Charlie.
This place, my own. I'd sky, but someone fucked with my dish. I'll tell you this, if I ever catch up with it... You think that's funny, Skip? If I find out it was you or one of your other little fucking cronies, I'll break all your fucking thumbs, you hear me?
He grabs Skip.
What are you doing?
Want some takeout?
I didn't hear you ask!
Get the kids some food.
I'm asking it to ask!
Can I have some takeout?
No! Fuck off!
He raises a hand.
I'm buying the kids some dinner.
Yeah.
Eat as much as you want.
He takes out a £20 note. Charlie stares at him, then grins.
All right. It's your money.
Go on, take it.
What?
You heard me. I dare you.
Charlie's chewing a bullet.
Why are you fucking needling me?
I'm being paid to.
Gil stares him down. Charlie hangs his head and laughs.
Okay, forget it. Skip. Help yourself.
To Gil.
When you fuck off back the Emerald Isles before you get hurt. I'm just fucking with you. Tell him, Jay. Skip, how about you want?
Skip takes a takeaway tray of curry. Jay leans forward.
Let's talk money.
Oh, yeah, right, sure. Sorry.
Little fucked up. Is it all there?
Yeah.
Count.
Okay, it's a little light. One of my boys got banged up and half the gear went with him. What can I do?
Who?
I don't know him.
One of your boys got banged up without gear?
Yeah.
The grass?
Nah.
How do you know?
I'm fucking there.
You want to know what I heard? I heard you've been skimming. I heard you've been stepping on the gear again.
Fuck off, Jay. That was then, this is now. We had a deal.
We don't fucking exist no more. You fucking tell him.
Hey, fuck that shit. All right, tell him Max nothing. If he wants me, he can come and find me. So you and your paddy free and fuck off.
He draws a gun and the guys pounce and rain punches on him.
Get up against the wall.
The girl has legged it. They pin Charlie against a wall.
Skip, give me a lighter. Give me a fucking lighter.
Hey, look, I got your fucking lighter, right? It's all here, I swear.
Too fucking late. Get his pants down.
Gil sparks the lighter.
You've had your fucking chance, all right?
Gil puts the flaming lighter to Charlie's genitals and Charlie screams. Charlie falls in a heap on the floor.
What are you gonna do now?
Louder! You see Max? You see Max? Have you seen right now?
A golf driving range at night.
That's what this life's really like. Because in this game, no one's got a quick answer for anything. No one's in a sharp suit. No one's funny. No one's smart. We just act as though we are. Only Max does it a bit better than the rest of us.
The copper Eddie referred to as a heartless dyke, D.I. Sarah Price, approaches Max with her colleague.
So what's this thing you've got for me then?
Jackie Jr.'s just flown in.
So?
She hands Max a number of photographs showing Jay and Jackie Jr. meeting in the streets. He looks through them.
Your boy's a real entrepreneur.
So tell me something I don't know, yeah?
He's been selling guns behind your back.
What, you've seen him, have you?
Well, let's just say he sold me one by default.
Mickey, why don't you arrest him then, yeah?
Well, just now he's only dealing with junkies and kids, but if this thing turns into a problem, we'll both find ourselves in a situation.
Look, congratulations on the promotion, but don't you think you're taking it a bit too far now? Just what exactly do you fucking want from me? Are we fucking boring you? You still here, monkey boy?
Max, the reason I brought this up is to illustrate a point. Please, back us on fuckwit coping like Jay. We've got past you.
Max was given the gun.
Mickey,
Here's a coffee, yeah?
To her colleague.
Go with him, Dave.
Excuse me, Sarah.
Max gave Mickey the gun. Sarah steps back a few paces as Dave and Mickey leave, and Max sends a golf ball whistling off into the distance. He looks at his club.
Do you remember the night I had my dick so far up your arse I thought you were going to pass out because you came so much? Have I got your attention?
Get your fucking voice down.
Well, don't you come any of that fucking English rose shit with me. Now, what is it you want?
I want something I can throw upstairs.
And I want a little bit of respect. So why don't you just ask me nicely, yeah? Sarah?
Please, Max. Do this thing for me, eh?
She leans in close and nuzzles his nose as if she's going to kiss him. Max closes his eyes, but she turns away. He lines up his next shot.
Jeez. You've never fucking lost it, did you?
Drop your shoulders.
Poised to take a shot, he glares back at her. She leaves, and he thwacks the ball. Max, Gil, Jay, Marie, and Jason at a bonfire night.
Every kiss, every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms, I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. Kids and dreams, eh?
It's more like nightmares.
A lot of civilians about. You know, sometimes I do get tired of this business.
Max, you are this business.
And so is Jay.
Max and Marie stand apart from the others.
Marie.
She looks away.
Look at me, Marie.
She does.
Are you and Jay playing me? Because if you are, it's the best yet.
I don't hustle.
Jay watches them.
It's not an angle.
I don't believe that.
What do you want me to say?
She sips booze. Max takes a call on his mobile and goes over to Jay.
Yep. Our Caledonian cousins have arrived.
A bright blue Catherine wheel spins behind Marie. A car is parked under a bridge. Jay, Max and a henchman approach, and Jackie and his goateed driver get out.
Maxie fucking hell.
Where the hell are you?
Right.
Nice to see you, man. Nice coat.
What do you mean, that?
Jackie glares.
Yeah, man, yeah, it's a lovely coat.
Good, cheers, mate, yeah. Just got it a couple of days ago, you know. Great material.
Yeah.
Fucking
nice. How's your out, fella? Is he all right?
He's good, yeah. Feeling a lot better. Sends his regards. Thanks for your concern, mate, yeah.
Okay, well, I think everybody here knows each other, so there's no need for any introductions, is there? No, hang on 1 minute now. Jackie, you don't know Jay here, do you? Jay?
No, I don't think we've met. Nice to meet you, Jay. How you doing, all right?
How's it going?
Good. Yeah. Give you my tailor's number if you want.
Good one, yeah. Anyway, apologies for that. So anyway, Jackie's here to do a bit of business. Mickey usually makes the exchange, but I'm changing tonight because I need him. Jay's going to do the drop. Is that all right?
Don't see any problems with that, no.
Okay, well, you and Johnny, you're down in Dazzler's. Have a good time, knock yourselves out, and tomorrow morning we do a bit of business, man.
Pleasure as always.
Nice. Yeah.
Hey, Max. How come it's always so fucking cold in this town?
Jackie watches them go.
See you, lads.
Aye.
Max puts an arm around Jay.
Now, you wanna fucking watch that guy, because he is one fucking mad bastard, man. He certainly is. What are you doing tonight?
Sitting me gilly down the Rippers.
Yeah? Well, listen, you fucking enjoy yourself and mind yourself, all right?
See you later.
Yeah. Glenn.
Marie is back at her and Jay's spacious, tastefully decorated house. Max appears at the French windows. He lets himself in.
Hello, Marie.
Hi.
How are you?
I thought you'd gone.
No. I'm still here. You've been drinking, haven't you? You're a bit tiddly, aren't you? Mm-hmm.
She gestures just a little.
Jay's still here?
No, I don't know where he is.
A pole dancer hangs upside down on a pole. Jay leans face to face with her.
I want you
downstairs.
Max and Marie kiss. Though stiff, Marie yields, her eyes closed. He looks at her. In the strip club, Jay kisses the dancer.
Now.
Love is self-possessed, blue like the death. You got y'all, yes, and it's the upfront.
Jay downs booze in the bar as Max leads Marie in a dance. Jay leads the stripper away from the stage and along a mirrored corridor where he checks his reflection and sticks a fag in his mouth. They descend stairs to a row of booths with bead curtains wherein punters are being seen to by hookers. A bare-breasted hooker smiles at Jay and he leans into her booth to address her punter.
Oh, Confia!
Marie tries to resist Max.
Come on! Come on! What's up? Hey, spend some money, huh?
Max throws Marie over the kitchen counter. Jay gives Gil a beer.
Cheers, man.
Max tears violently at an unconsenting Marie's clothes.
Listen, this Freddy thing, I think we're good to go. We are there, man, we are so fucking there.
The stripper locks eyes with Gil and rubs her crotch. Max rapes Marie. Skip appears and puts a Stanley knife to Max's throat. Max freezes. Max slowly turns his head to look at Skip, then grabs the knife from him. He hurts Skip's hand, then turns him free. Skip grimaces in pain.
Find that fucking moment!
Max's eyes dart between them. He licks his lips.
Did you fucking tell anybody about this? Good.
Marie trembles. Max fumbles with his trousers, then leaves. Young and freckly with a hardened expression and short cropped hair, Skip watches him go. In the seedy club, the stripper dances in front of Gil as Jay talks on his phone.
Max! What, now? Yeah, but now! Yeah, sure. Right, I'll be outside. Right.
The stripper rucks up her dress and teases Gil with her swaying posterior.
What was that? What were you saying?
None. What do you want?
Well, sit down. Listen, stay here, chill out a bit. I'll meet you back at her place, couple of hours max. Max.
He goes. The stripper extends a slender leg and rests a high-heeled shoe on the seat back behind Max's left shoulder. He stares off after Jay, smoking pensively. The stripper cups his jaw and makes him look at her. A man stands at a urinal in the toilets. Jay stares at him.
Do you know what I mean, pal?
Jay's wired. The dark-suited man sees the pistol tucked into Jay's trousers.
Do you know what I mean, pal?
Jay snorts coke and aims his pistol.
Do you know what I mean, pal?
He puts the gun in the man's mouth.
Do you know what I mean, pal? Do you know what I mean, pal?
The screen goes white. Jay enters the toilets to see the same man standing at the same urinal. The man eyes him suspiciously, and Jay goes to a urinal. The man leaves.
About tonight. Can we make it later?
Jay, are we ever going to do this thing?
Yeah, Jackie, please.
Then where the fuck did you get the balls big enough to cancel it, Rob?
Eggs!
Jay paces outside the club, Images, which has a bright blue neon sign and no windows. He continues to walk up and down. Time passes. Max's stretch limousine pulls up. Jay gets in. He sits next to Max in the moving vehicle.
What's the story then?
Ah, Jay. Sometimes, you know, something comes along that has to be dealt with clinically and smoothly. With your business head on, you know? You can't let it get personal, you follow me?
Yeah.
Look at me, Jay, is that clear?
Crystal, where's this going?
My contact needs a pinch.
A setup?
Yeah.
We've done that before, it's no problem. It's a piece of piss that you got in mind.
Oh, well, I don't know, Jay. You know, you tell me, you're the ones with the brains around here.
It's got to be somebody who doesn't know anything. Somebody who'll do as he's told, somebody who'll go down for a stretch, keep his mouth shut, you know, somebody we can trust. Ring any bells with you?
No, Max, come on. Can't be serious on this. He's just gone out, for fuck's sake.
Shut up.
No, Max, come
on.
Shut the fuck up!
Stop the fucking car!
No.
Just get out!
Don't stop the car!
Just fucking get out! You don't want to do what I say? You don't want to do what I'm telling you? I'll tell you, fucking laughing boy. You step out of my shadow and you'll find the world out there's a lot fucking colder! I want you to just get out of the car, fucking turn around and walk away.
No, please. Max, please.
Do you honestly think everybody's as fucking stupid as you, Jay?
Max has a small cut on his neck. He wipes his mouth.
I know about Jackie.
Max, I swear to you.
Don't fucking break me!
Max punches him.
I'll fucking tell you what's happening!
Jay cowers. Max adjusts his suit.
Damn!
Jay's still cowering.
What did I tell you? I told you when he came out, put a few fucking quid in his pocket. Give him a night on the tiles and then wave bye-bye. But no, you had to be the big man again, didn't you? You had to be the big man. Just like you did with Marie.
Marie?
Yeah, what did I say with Marie? I said, you know, give her an allowance, see the kid once a week. But now you got all fucking hearts and flowers and you ended up marrying the bitch. Now look at the two of you.
What's wrong with that?
Fucking one look at the chick tells me she's leaving you, man.
Marie's leaving me.
Yeah, she's a fucking looker, kid. Everybody's fucking hitting off her, you know what I'm saying?
No, Max, you're wrong about that. You're fucking wrong about that one.
Well, I'll tell you fucking one thing I'm not wrong about. This fucking thing with Gilly, this thing is happening. And you are gonna deal with it. You are gonna fucking deal.
The limo enters an abandoned building resembling a darkened multi-story car park.
What else could Jay do? He was out of his league. We both were. The rest of it was just a sideshow. This was the real thing. This was what gave people like Max their power. Because whatever it took, whatever it cost, Max would do it. And he wouldn't think twice.
Maxie, baby! Jake! Welcome!
Fuck her up!
Charlie's hanging upside down by his feet. He struggles as two goons gag him.
Okay, listen up. Here's a scoop. Your mate Gilly is going to be involved in a major drug operation. And what you've got to make sure is when it fucking goes down, he's left holding the bag, yeah?
How about me?
Oh, you're going to be long gone before they arrive. You meet me in Pegs, yeah? You and me go for a walk. Gilly takes a fall. Are you fucking listening to me, Justin?
Fuck's sake, come on, Max.
That's enough. That's enough.
Max paces back and forth.
Four plays over, Justin. Time to fuck.
One of the goons takes out the gun D.I. Price gave Max. He removes it from the plastic bag in gloved hands, fiddles with it, and proffers it to Jay, who has a gun to his head. Charlie swings back and forth upside down, his eyes wide. Max nods at Jay, who takes the gun. Jay looks at the weapon, then at Max, then at Charlie dangling helplessly. Jay takes aim with the long-barreled revolver. Charlie wells up. His mouth is gaffer-taped shut. Max watches Jay, whose gun hand is trembling uncontrollably. Jay's eyes glisten with tears and a pained grimace descends on his face as he forces himself to pull the trigger. The goon takes the gun back and Jay stands with his empty gun hand outstretched. Max talks into his ear.
Where are you going to meet Jackie Jr.? Come on. Where are you going to meet Jackie Jr.?
Tesla's.
Where are you going to meet me?
Pegs.
Yes. I know this is breaking your heart.
I'm glad to be like this. You gave me no choice, man. You brought it on yourself, you understand? Oh, come on, dry your eyes. Are we good to go on this? Are we good to go on this? Hey. Yeah? Where are you going now? Why don't you go home? Get a nice sleep. Keep your nose clean.
Jay turns.
And Justin. Stay in touch.
Blood pours down Charlie's dreadlocks from an exit wound at the back of his skull. Jay gawps at the dead man as Max leaves with one of his goons. Jay is led away into the shadows. An exhausted and deeply troubled-looking Jay sits on the sofa at home, staring into space. Marie descends the stairs in a dressing gown.
Fuck, Jay, I thought...
You haven't got a clue, Marie. You don't know anything.
Standing behind him on the stairs, she shakes her head sadly.
I'm not going to listen to this. Going to bed.
She goes upstairs. Jay rises sharply and glowers after her from the foot of the stairs. He sprints after her. He follows her into their bedroom, then stomps across the landing into Jason's room, where he draws back the covers to find Skip in the top bunk. He returns to the bedroom and picks up a garment. He sniffs it and staggers around the room in a daze.
What's this?
Jason wakes up.
You've been fucking someone in here!
Fuck off!
You've been fucking someone in this bed!
Fuck you!
In my fucking bed! With my kidnapped style! Is that what you've been doing? I can fucking smell it! This room stinks of fucking sex!
She hits Jay.
Fuck you! The whole thing's in your fucking head! You killed yourself! I don't care anymore!
I can't take it anymore, Marie! I can't fucking breathe! Oh, I can't take it anymore!
You don't need a fucking doctor, Jay! You need a fucking strength!
Marie!
Skip gets up and puts his clothes on. Jay runs to the bathroom and locks the door.
Don't you fucking dare! Don't you dare do that shit in my house!
He snorts a line off the toilet seat.
Fuck you!
She turns to find Skip watching from Jason's room. Jay sits slumped by the toilet, sniffling. He opens the bathroom door and runs out.
Fuck off, then!
Marie enters Jason's room and sits down beside him on the bottom bunk. Skip runs downstairs after Jay and follows him out of the house. Jay goes to his car.
Wait, Jay, come here, man! Wait, Jay, come! What's the matter, man? Oh, Jay!
Jay drives off. Skip shakes his head and goes back to the house. Jay drives through the nighttime streets. Skip sits in the lounge with his knees drawn up to his chest.
Please stop crying. Come on.
A flashback of Jay and Skip.
You got this fucking love bite. You got some woman going on you're not telling me about.
In the lounge, Skip looks forlorn. The flashback.
You're a donut, man. You're a donut. Where that come from, I don't know. You don't tell me about things you're supposed to tell me, ain't you?
Marie descends into the lounge. Jay and Skip by a wall. Jay drinks beer.
We've been doing business as usual. Forgot about it, man.
In the lounge, Skip is teary-eyed. Marie sits down beside him.
When you got a big brother like me, I need to know these things.
Marie rests a hand on Skip's knee, then puts an arm around him and draws him closer. He puts his head on her shoulder. Jay snorts coke in the car as he hares towards a building. He skids to a stop to avoid a crash, and his head flops down on the steering wheel. day, Gil sits in a cafe watching passers-by.
You know, the truth is, when you see all this, the deals, the guns, the drugs, the wonder is not that it's so bad. The wonder is that it isn't 100 times worse. I wasn't feeling too good, but I put on a show. After all, another couple of hours and it'd all be over. And then I'd really be free.
Jay lies on his back, sleeping in his Mercedes. Gil approaches and bangs on the windscreen.
Wake up, fucko!
Jay sits up. Autumn leaves blow down the street as Gil gets in the passenger seat.
What happened to you last night?
Looking rough, Jay shifts in his seat. He trembles and looks at Gil.
We've got to run an errand for Max.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Jay snorts more coke. Gil looks at him, then at the road ahead. Jay grips the wheel, glances over his shoulder, and pulls away from the curb. Jay wears a gone-out, menacing look as they drive through the streets. He sneers on seeing a drug deal taking place on the pavement up ahead. He stops the car angrily and gets out. He strides up to the gang.
I don't tell my kids school. No, don't tell my fucking kids school!
Three of the lads walk off as Jay lays into the dealer with kicks and punches. The dealer falls to the ground and Jay repeatedly kicks him in the stomach. Gil watches from the car as Jay gives him one last kick. Jay walks in circles as a car passes. Jay swaggers back to the Mercedes.
What the fuck is that?
Gil's brow is pinched. Jay breathes heavily.
Just leave it, alright?
Sunken-eyed Gil looks away.
Did you fuck my missus?
Gil frowns.
I'm not saying you did, but did you?
What?
Do you think she fucks around?
Gil looks away in disbelief.
My old man used to say, women, they're here and there, the friendship between men. You can't buy that.
Jay stares.
You gotta earn it.
His gaze doesn't falter.
I tell you, my old man had this mate, Billy Bones. Couldn't stick a feather between them. My old man gets banged up. Billy's there with the bail money. My old man, strung out. Billy'd make sure he had a drink. My old man's getting into bother. Billy's always there to back him up. What went one way went the other.
He looks away.
They shared everything.
His anguished eyes turn to Gil.
Even my mother. Is that friendship, Gil? Or is that just fucked up?
He looks away, then throws his head back. The Merc drives down a street.
Echo 1-3 to all units. Echo 1-3 to all units. The Merc is approaching. Repeat, the Merc is approaching. Stop him now. Codename House Martin and IC-1 male are leaving the vehicle, Gov.
Everybody stay back till I give the green for go. Repeat, green for go.
Echo 1-3 to all units. They're getting back in the Merc. There's a local bobby in situ. He's right outside Dazzlers. Repeat, he's right outside Dazzlers.
Someone break into their transmission and get that uniform out of there. Do you roger that? Get that uniform out of there.
Governor, we've lost the car. Repeat, we've lost the car. No, he's gone round the block. He's coming round to you now, Echo 1.
Affirmative, we see them now. He's turning, he's right in front of us. Everyone stay in position until I give the green for go.
Roger that, Gov.
They park and Jay gets guns from the glove box.
Whoa, hold on a minute. Just take it. You being straight with me on this?
Gil?
Yeah.
Gil tucks a pistol in his jeans.
Thanks for taking the rap.
Come on, let's go.
Gil gets out of the car and Jay closes his eyes. Gil gets a bag from the boot and they stroll down the street to Dazzler's massage parlour and sauna. Jay pushes the buzzer. D.I. Price and her colleague take photographs of them as they stand on the street. Jay looks at Gil with a solemn expression and gives him a hug. He pulls away and they lock eyes. Gil looks pale and suddenly concerned.
This was it. Each of us staring at the only friend we ever had. And still kidding ourselves to the end.
They enter Dazzler's and a heavy waiting inside locks the door. The burly, shaven-headed man wears jogging bottoms and a sports top. He shoots Gil a look as he walks by them and goes through to the back. Jay and Gil look at each other, then follow him. The heavy looks into a room where Jackie's goateed driver is being pleasured by a whore.
They're here.
He shuts the door again and the driver pushes the girl off. The Scot leads Gil and Jay down the corridor to a room with a mirrored ceiling where Jackie Jr. sits semi-naked on a bed with a hooker in his lap. They stare at him. Jackie fondles the woman's breasts, then pats her on the backside as she scooches off the bed.
Gentlemen!
Jackie has a towel around his waist. He stands up and grabs a baseball bat from under the duvet. He smashes Gil's left arm with it, then smashes him in the face. The Scot puts a bag over Jay's head. Jackie draws a gun.
You stutter again and I will shoot your fucking legs off, all right?
He takes Gil's gun.
Bringing a gun to a dealer, cheeky fucker.
Jackie stands on top of the bed like it's a stage.
Now I see you, Jay. And I see him. But I don't see my fucking machine guns. Now I've been in town 2 fucking days and you don't seem to deem me worthy to make good on your promise.
He steps off the bed.
You're a waste of good air, Jay.
Wait, there's something that way.
Shut the fuck up! Do you have any fucking idea what's going down here? Anyway, what the fuck are you doing here? It was supposed to be this man for a fucking drop, and that was it.
Don't mate. It's my thing, not his.
Oh, it's your fucking You've got 1 foot in the shit already. You better think before you fucking speak.
Take the bag off his head, we'll talk. Take the bag off his head, we'll talk. He's fucking choking.
Convince me.
I'm to blame the hardware. No offense, Mr. Muller. Oh, we're not playing an open radio. It's a fucking machine gun.
Jackie rolls Gil onto his back, straddles him, and sticks the pistol in his mouth.
Bang!
Jay is choking inside the plastic bag. The Scot removes it. Jackie rises to his feet with a grin.
Hey, come on, get him up, Tommy. Get him a drink. Get them both a drink. Ah.
Tommy, the Scot, drags Jay up and deposits him on a sofa. Jackie pats Gil on the backside.
Over there.
Gil joins Jay on the sofa.
See, that's me all over, mate. That's me all over, you know what I mean? I get paranoid. Oh, I overreact. Man. Right, you're all set up. Jay, I'm sorry, mate. Hey, are we friends? Hey, you. I don't think I know your name.
He points at Gil.
A man of mystery. Well, I like that. I have to say, I really enjoyed all that stuff. It was great. So, these guns. When can I expect delivery?
Tonight.
Tonight? Are you sure about that? Because, you know, I don't want to be fucked around.
Not again.
Guaranteed.
Well, that's good. So you guarantee me that?
Max is listening in another room.
Because in my world, a guarantee is a guarantee. And I like you boys. And I want to do business. And I want those machine guns in my possession by tonight.
Because if not, I will fucking find you both. And I will leave you where I find you.
Jackie sits between them on the sofa.
Do you understand me? Do you understand me?
Jay nods.
Good. Do you?
Gil nods subtly, his nose bloody and his neck stiff from the beating.
Then we'll all be friends. Jay, come here. Come here, let's kiss and make up. Hey? Me and you, come on. Come here.
Jackie puts an arm around Jay and kisses his forehead.
I love this fucking boy. He makes me laugh.
He kisses Jay on the mouth.
Are you still mad at me?
Jackie looks earnest.
Jay, who loves you more than me?
Jay looks at Jackie. Jay's mouth opens, but he doesn't speak.
I see a look in your face with that bag in your head.
Bag's been tapped.
Aye. So, boys, I think we should go on with business. I believe you have something for me.
Gil points across the room. Tommy opens a briefcase on the table.
Yeah, I had something for him.
Thank you, Tommy.
Max's money, his dope. Put that together with an eyewitness statement and I have my ticket out of the game.
Max reaches for the briefcase.
But if ever there was a time for Jay to discover he had a heart of gold.
Jay's packing.
Don't touch it. Don't you fucking touch it.
This wasn't it.
Jay turns the gun on Jackie, who's taking bundles of money from a hold-all.
Take the money, Gil. Take the money and fuck off.
You want to take it easy there, Jay?
Jackie. Shut up.
What the fuck are you doing?
Jay picks up a bulging plastic bag of cocaine from the briefcase and holds it beside his cheek.
I don't know what I'm doing.
He stands up and bites a hole in it. He waves the bag about, dusting the room with cocaine. Jackie's eyes dart left and right as Jay holds them at gunpoint.
I'm making a choice. Taking care of business. Paying off a debt. Investing in the future.
Jay shoots Tommy. Jackie pulls a gun and shoots Jay in the shoulder. Jay shoots Jackie. Gil rises quickly and grabs the holdall full of cash.
Come on!
The driver shoots the lock and bursts in with a shotgun. Jay and Gil shoot him dead.
Jimmy!
Come on!
They stumble out with the cash and the cocaine.
Fucking boy, wait a minute!
Come on!
Fucking get him!
Jackie shoots through the wall into the corridor as they run down it. Light shines through the bullet holes into the dim corridor. Jay returns fire through the wall, then dives into a room as Tommy steps out and opens fire. Gil and Jay load their weapons, share a look, and step into the corridor. They open fire on Tommy.
Okay, you gotta check inside. No, do it yourself. And if it's not there, find it. Find them. Shoot them in sight, but get me money. Are you listening? Just fucking do it!
Jay and Gil dive out through the front window of the massage parlor.
Get up!
Gil drags Jay to his feet and they stagger hurriedly to the Mercedes. A gunshot rips through Jay's chest and he falls to the ground. Gil draws his gun and shoots Jackie, who is firing from down the street. Jay's on his knees, leaning back, his head lolled and his mouth open, a gaping bullet wound in his chest. He collapses onto his back. Gil lowers his pistol. He looks down at his dying friend. D.I. Price screeches up in her Vauxhall. Carrying the bag and the pistol, Gil approaches her and Dave.
No one was interested in Jay. None of them. Whatever happened, he would have walked away. But I should have realized the poor bastard wouldn't let me take the fall a second time. If only I'd trusted him enough to keep his mouth shut.
It's over. Of course it's fucking over!
He gestures at Jay. A bullet hits Price in the chest and she falls back into Dave's arms. Gil turns to see Jay with his gun trained on her.
So now you know. The whole thing was a setup all along. Only I was the one doing the setting up.
Gil starts for Jay as Dave cradles Price in his arms. Jay lies on his back staring, his eyes close. Gil walks away. Max is on his mobile in the limo.
Marie! Marie, I know you're fucking in her. Answer the phone!
At the house, Marie arises and slowly approaches Gil. Max in the limo.
We're fucking busy.
At the house, Gil stares at Marie solemnly and swallows hard. She frowns, then her lips part and she blinks as a look of realization dawns. The white wake of a ferry trails back towards land on a choppy grey ocean. Max has a tantrum in his limo.
Fucking phone! God! Stop the car! Stop the fucking car!
He pulls up near Skip. Gil's on the ferry with Jason and Marie.
I knew Marie didn't love me, but she could give me what I needed. And I could do the same for her.
He makes a shooting gesture at Jason, who's playing with his toy gun. Marie's hair blows in the wind.
Oi! Skip!
Skip approaches the limo with his car wash bucket.
There's only one difference between me and the rest of them. We're all yesterday's men. But I'm the only one who realized it.
Marie turns her back on him and looks out to sea. Max has his window down. Skip has his hood up. He takes a pistol from the bucket and aims it at Max.
Jason, hold this for him.
Skip shoots Max in the head, then puts a bullet in his henchman Mickey before shooting the driver. He empties the clip and tosses the pistol into the car through the open window. He walks away, calmly removing a pair of latex gloves, which he jams in a pocket of his hoodie. Skip pedals off down the road on a BMX. Oblivious civilians cross the road and stroll down the street as Skip calmly cycles off round a corner. The screen goes white. ITFC audio description.